From Spark and Anvil and JestForge, this is Timing and Topper, in Chapter 1 of the JestForge cast. This drama uses an AI-generated voice, voiced via Gemini 2.5.
In the warm, focused glow of the JestForge, Priya stood centered on the small stage, twisting the hem of her shirt with nervous fingers. In the front row, two distinct figures watched from their cushioned chairs. One was Timing, who sat so utterly still, they might have been carved from stone. Their hands rested precisely on their knees, their posture impeccable, their expression utterly unreadable. Beside them, Topper, by contrast, was a whirlwind of suppressed energy. Topper bounced subtly on the balls of their feet, even while seated, and their fingers drummed a silent, frantic rhythm against the armrest.
"Okay, so," Priya began, her voice tumbling out like a rapid stream of words. "My dog Buster, he loves sandwiches, right? And yesterday I made the best one ever with extra peanut butter. I left it on the counter for 1 second, and when I came back, he was just sitting there, looking innocent, but his cheeks were full and he burped, and a little soap bubble came out because I guess he ate some dish soap too." The end. The room settled into a quiet hum. A few polite, yet visibly confused, smiles were offered. Priya's face fell, the initial rush of words draining away. From the front row, Timing remained utterly still, their presence seeming to anchor the silence, making it feel heavier, more significant. Topper, however, vibrated with barely contained energy, clearly on the verge of erupting with new ideas, desperate to add something more.
"Almost." A quiet voice broke the spell. It was Timing. They rose from their chair with a slow, almost ceremonial deliberation and walked to the edge of the stage. They didn't declare Priya wrong, nor did they suggest her story was bad. They simply looked at her with calm, steady eyes. "Breathe." Priya took a shaky, shallow breath. "You have all the essential pieces," Timing said softly, their words spaced out like careful footsteps on a precarious path. "But you're giving them away too quickly. You must force the audience to wait. Make them lean forward, eager to discover what happened to that sandwich." Timing raised a single hand, palm up, a gesture of quiet command. "Tell it again. But when you reach the funniest part, the bubble, stop." Timing held their hand perfectly still, a picture of absolute control. "Count to three in your head. 1, 2, 3. Then, and only then, deliver the line. Allow the silence to amplify the humor." Priya nodded, a flicker of understanding in her eyes. She took another deep breath, a more deliberate one this time, and started over. "I came back, and Buster was just sitting there, looking innocent." She paused, her eyes finding Timing in the audience, a silent acknowledgement. She took a tiny, almost imperceptible breath. "And then he burped, and a perfect, iridescent bubble floated out of his mouth." This time, a genuine, surprised laugh rippled through the room. It wasn't an uproarious explosion, but it was honest. A shared moment of delight. That brief, deliberate pause had transformed the moment, allowing the humor to land with unexpected grace.
The laugh was nice, but Topper was already on their feet, still buzzing with kinetic energy. "Yes, the bubble is good. The bubble is hilarious. But what if..." Topper zipped onto the stage, their movements almost a dance. "What if the bubble is merely the first surprise?" Priya looked puzzled, her brow furrowed. "What do you mean?" "The story can have another layer," Topper exclaimed, their hands sketching invisible ideas in the air. "A topper. The audience laughs at the bubble, they think the story is over, and then, bam, you hit them with something utterly unforeseen, an extra punchline after the first." "Like what?" Priya asked, intrigued despite herself. "Like, what if the sandwich wasn't in the dog at all?" Topper's eyes gleamed with mischievous glee. "What if he didn't eat it? What if he used it for something else entirely? What if he snuck out the doggy door and traded your perfect peanut butter sandwich to the grumpy cat next door in exchange for a half-chewed, squeaky rubber chicken he's wanted for weeks? A new wave of murmurs and chuckles went through the cast. A dog trading a sandwich to a cat? It was absurd, utterly unexpected, a truly fantastic topper.
Priya's face lit up with the brilliant idea, but then a flicker of doubt crossed her features. That's a lot to explain. How do I make that work without confusing everyone? Timing and Topper exchanged a knowing look. They moved to stand on either side of her, a perfect complementary pair of slow and fast. "First, the setup," Timing said, their voice low, steady, and reassuring. "The sandwich is simply gone. That's all you say. Let the silence build the unanswered question. Where did it go?" "Then, the first surprise," Topper chirped, gesturing to an invisible point on the stage. "You don't mention the dog. You just say, and in its place was a soggy, chewed-up rubber chicken." The audience will be momentarily confused, perhaps offering a nervous chuckle. They'll assume the dog is simply eccentric. Timing made a slow, deliberate turning motion with their hand, like a magician revealing a hidden card. That is when you pause again. A long one. Allow them to believe that's the entire punchline. They looked directly at Priya. Then you deliver the topper, the real end of the story. "You just look out the window," Topper finished, painting the final vivid picture. "And there's Mr. Fluffington, the cat, on the fence, eating your sandwich. The audience will connect the disparate dots themselves. The trade, the chicken. It all clicks into place, a cascade of understanding. It's a reveal after the initial reveal."
Priya took center stage one last time. She felt a profound shift within herself. Calmer, far more in control. "I go to get my sandwich," she began, her voice clear and confident. "And the plate is simply empty." She waited, just as Timing had shown her, letting the silence stretch. The room was utterly still. But sitting precisely in the center of the plate was a soggy, half-chewed rubber chicken. A few chuckles broke the silence, a ripple of amusement. The cast was instantly hooked, certain they knew exactly where this story was headed. Priya allowed them that moment of certainty. She let the initial chuckles subside, letting the expectation build. Then, with a small, knowing smile playing on her lips, she delivered the final, unexpected blow. "I look out the window, and there's Mr. Fluffington, the grumpiest, most discerning cat on the block, sitting on the fence, carefully, almost daintily, eating my sandwich, one perfect bite at a time." The room erupted, not with polite, confused chuckles, but with deep, surprised belly laughs that shook the very air. It was the unmistakable sound of a joke landing with absolute perfection. Priya beamed, a genuine, radiant smile spreading across her face. In the front row, Topper was bouncing silently, a pure expression of joy. Beside them, Timing offered a single, slow, satisfied nod. Their work, for now, was complete.
You've been listening to a Spark and Anvil chapter, written by the Spark and Anvil writing team for ages 9 to 14. Spark and Anvil is a 501c3 public charity. Apps stay free forever. Curriculum aligned to Timing and Topper. Released under Creative Commons BY-NC-SA 4.0 for educational reuse. Visit Spark and Anvil for the full transcript.